This week, Stillman & Company is broadcasting live and providing live updates from New Orleans on Radio Row leading up to the big game. Presented by Houston Clinic Orthopedics, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Family Leisure, Shane Company, Volunteer Hose and Gasket, 312 Pizza, and thenewcumberland.com. We say hello now to Jared, who he might be, you know, nodding his head to this song, little One Direction bringing us back. Jared, how is Radio Row?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's just fabulous here in beautiful New Orleans. And, I don't know what to say other than that. There's a lot of people here today. The thing that's crazy is, like, the current players, you know, that do interviews and stuff like that, like, I can't recognize any of these guys. I'm like, there will be, like, a player walking around. I'm like, I have no idea who this is. Like, I have no idea. Like, if you're not on the Titans, I don't know who you are. Like, without, like, you're wearing your jersey. I think that they should have current players and maybe even former players wear their jersey when they walk around here so we have an idea of who some of these people are.
Were you anywhere near the setup that Shannon Sharp and Chad Johnson have? Because apparently Chad and James Harrison got into it yesterday, which was pretty funny.
Okay, so I have no idea what you're talking about in that regard, but last night Caroline and I ended up at the Club Shay Shay party.
Okay.
And that is Shannon Sharp's podcast. It's called Club Shay Shay. And we ended up at the Club Shay Shay party. And it was basically every big-time NFL player that was featured on an NFL video game on the N64 was at the Club Shay Shay party. So, like, Marshall Faulk, Tim Brown, Warren Moon, who will be on our show today. Just the most, like, random stars of, like, the early 2000s and the late 90s were at the Club Shay Shay party. We walked in, Michael Irvin's right there. Like, I mean, it was honestly, again, if you grew up in the 2000s like I did, every single important player, with the exception of Jerome Bettis, for whatever reason, was there. So, yes, it was that I couldn't tell you about. What happened between Ocho Cinco was there last night. What happened between Ocho Cinco and James Harrison, I have no idea about. There's always some weird manufactured Super Bowl drama every year. And some years I'm involved in it, some years I guess I'm not.
What is the perception of the Titans down there when you talk to people?
I mean, do we want this, like, in the nice way, or do we want this in, like, the
I want the real. I want the honest truth.
Everybody here thinks Amy's stupid. I mean, that's really the problem, is it's like – I'm going on Boston radio later today, and I've talked to everyone here who thinks there's this sentiment that Mike Vrabel's the greatest coach who ever lived, and that the Titans are the stupidest franchise in the history of the NFL for getting rid of Mike Vrabel. And look, they may be the dumbest franchise in the history of the NFL for getting rid of Mike Vrabel. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but that is what a lot of people think. So, again, I think that some of the outside influence, you know, or the outside opinion of Mike Vrabel is a little warped. Like, I think it's a little inaccurate. I mean, I think Vrabel's a good coach. I certainly don't think Vrabel is an irreplaceable coach. I say this because I think everybody, you know, to me, when Amy flew off the handle was when she fired John Robinson in the middle of the season. But that didn't seem to bother people as much as firing Vrabel. And then after firing Vrabel, they got worse. So it's like, how could that owner fire Mike Vrabel and then have a worse team and then fire her general manager who she hired, who she picked over Vrabel? And so, again, the sentiment, I don't want to say around the league, because most of the people at Radio Row are kind of the people outside of the league who cover it, but the perception of the Titans is they're a terrible franchise that can't get out of their way, led by their incompetent owner. And again, like, I mean, I like Amy. I do. And I think Amy, by not going to the Borgonzi press conference, was kind of making a statement along the lines of, hey, I'm out of it now. Like, I fired Ram and I put Chad in charge, but that's it for me. I'm out because I've been making horrible decisions. I mean, so maybe even she realizes it a little bit, but I do think that the sentiment here, and we've talked about this, you know, like last year, everybody thought the Titans were going to be terrible, and everybody locally was, not our station, but, well, not my show and this show, but everybody, you know, was kind of like, oh, the Titans, they spent all this money, they're going to be so good, and everybody else is like, nah, they're bad, and they were right. And so the sentiment here is that the Titans are incompetent, led by the owner, and I mean, I would love for them to be wrong, but again, you asked what people are saying. That's what people are saying.
Jared Stillman joins us from Radio Row, and literally as we're having this conversation, we just added yet another sponsor, Cedar Direct, build with character, as Jared continues his coverage from New Orleans.
Jared, is Amy there? Cause are the owners go to this or no?
So the owners are invited to the Super Bowl. I believe that the suites in the stadium are given to the owners, so I believe that they take 16 suites and cut them in half. So, like, the Titans and the Ravens, you know, have a suite that the owners can share if they want to go. Now, is she here? I have no idea. And, again, unless Amy was at the Shannon Sharp party last night, I'm not sure that I would be Amy's not coming on Radio Row, that I think I can tell you. But I do believe that the owners are invited, you know, to the Super Bowl, and I'm sure there are some very high-end NFL events that the owners go to. But as far as, like, my knowledge of what Amy's doing, I just like a regular Tuesday in October, I have no idea what Amy's doing.
All right, so Chase and I talked about this earlier, about going to the SEC and the Radio Row there. Do people come by to say, hey, can you get so-and-so on? Have you told anybody no? Like, we're good, move on.
I mean, the amount of freaking nobodies that come up and are like, if somebody comes up to the table and is like pitching a guest, like there is a 99.9% chance that like I'm not going to want to have this person on. And it's not like you're probably thinking like, oh, snobby Jared Stillman just turning away everybody. It's not that. It's like, hey, would you like to talk to this guy who was once on the David Letterman show 15 years ago? No. Like, no. I'm not putting, like, current NFL players on because I don't think that they'd be interested. Like, again, unless you're on the Titans, like, I don't – who do I want to talk to? Like, yeah, would I turn down Sam Darnold? Like, if he was – of course not. But
– Miles Garrett.
I mean, like, we had the opportunity to have, you know, like, Kayvon Thibodeau and Christian Gonzalez and some of these. I'm like, no, we don't want those guys on there. So when you're like, hey, I have the president of the Wheelchair Football Academy that would like to come. No. No. I had this one guy a couple years ago in Phoenix that, like, it was some turf company. And he was like, oh, yeah, you got to talk to this guy. And I'm like, no. And he, like, I gave him my card to, like, leave me alone. And he, like, emails me regularly being like, would you like to have so-and-so on to talk about field turf? No. No, I don't want to talk about field turf with these people. But to answer your question, Joe, there's, like, 12 of those a day. Some guy came up to me yesterday while I was on the air to pitch me some guy to talk about helmets. I'm like, I don't care. Nobody in Nashville cares about freaking helmets.
Jared, if you could have booked the turf gown Robbie and Rex rode, I'd have given you $50.
You know, what I should do is I should do something like, yeah, we've got Tom Brady coming on with Robbie and Joe tomorrow, and then it be like the helmet guy. You know, talking about the new aerodynamic lightweight helmets that, you know, you brought up SEC Media Days, and I think I can tell this story because, you know, we're all friends here. You know, Chase, as somebody who's in charge of my vacation time, Chase will tell you that I am pretty cognizant of taking off the week of SEC Media Days. And I've done SEC Media Days like 10 times or whatever. And a couple of years ago, I went on vacation with my family. And Caroline was at SEC Media Days. And a buddy of mine calls me and goes, hey, when are Media Days over? And I was like, I don't know, I think the end of the week. And I tuned in, and they were, like, talking about Missouri football with some guest, and I was like, yeah, I can't do this. The next year, SEC Media Days are in Nashville, and, of course, we're doing the shows all at SEC Media Days, and the Titans signed DeAndre Hopkins. And I'm on the boat the day before the Monday of SEC Media Days, and I'm like, I told Caroline that day, I was like, I'm going to do all DeAndre Hopkins talk because I do not think a single person in the car cares about, like, the SEC Media Days kind of SEC stuff. So Greg McElroy sits down. I look at him. I said, we're going to talk about DeAndre to the Titans. He says, cool. Sits down. We talk about it or whatever. I mean, there is nothing that I find more painful than SEC Media Days radio that is like, so how's Mississippi State going to be this year? Or Super Bowl radio row talk about the action. Like, nobody in Nashville is driving around right now being like, you know, who does Mad Dog Russo have in the big game? But so we're just like, everybody that's come on, it's like, what should they do with the number one pick? Do these quarterbacks suck? And the answer in almost every case is yes, they think these quarterbacks suck.
There's one interview. There's a guy down there that I would love for you to have on the radio because I know you would bust his tail. Pac-Man Jones is down there. I would love to sit with him. And I'm telling you, man, I would just launch into just a tirade of questions about what the hell, man. I would love to see you talk to Pac-Man.
So I had Pac-Man on 2 years ago here at the Super Bowl. I actually like Pac-Man. You have to remember, I was like 14 when Pac-Man was Pac-Man. So, like, yeah. I didn't cover it. Like, Joe, I'm sure you were like, you remember, you know, getting the news wires and, like, going down to the strip clubs to interview people after Pac-Man caused a bunch of problems. I don't remember it like that. I mean, I remember that Pac-Man was always getting in trouble. But we had him on 2 years ago. And, you know, some people just understand a way to my heart. So when Pac-Man came on talking about how Floyd Reese saved his career, it turned more into a friendly interview than it did a grilling.
I get it.
Jared Stillman
live. Which is pretty crazy, by the way, too, because I think a lot of people – you know the story that it's not that Floyd didn't want to draft Pac-Man, but that was a Jeff Fisher guided pick. And that when all was said and done, it was Floyd who called Marvin Lewis to give Pac-Man another chance when Jeff Fisher, you know, kind of wiped his hands with Pac-Man, even though he was kind of the driving force behind them acquiring Pac-Man.
When do you go on? It's the Felger and Maz show that you're going on, right? When do you go on this afternoon?
Do you know? I don't know. Okay. We're working through that. But
okay.
I've decided that if I do that show while we're on the air during the Stillman and Company hours, because their show is an hour earlier than ours because they're Eastern time. If it's before 2 o'clock, or I mean, excuse me, if it's after 2 o'clock, then what we will do is we will just run their stream live.
Okay. There you go. I like it. I know that's a big deal for you. Jared, you've done a great job this week. Enjoy the next couple of days, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, guys, we got a loaded show today. We're going to be sitting down. Warren Moon will be on the show today. Daryl Moose Johnston will be on the show today. Chaser, nice. I know you love Moose. Michelle yep. Beadle will be on the show today. Rich Gannon should be on the show either today or tomorrow. And I do want to say this, and I think you guys will enjoy this. You know, about, I don't know, 2 years ago, I got really into Howard Stern, right? And what I loved about Howard Stern was Howard will interview these random celebrities that normally I wouldn't care about or you guys wouldn't care about, but he just does it in a way where he asks the questions that people really care about. And not just the, oh, yeah, you're pitching this product, now let's only ask nice questions or whatever. We have Kurt Schilling coming on the show, and I'm just going to tell people we taped the interview because it was around his schedule. It was one of the more fun interviews I think I've done, like more insightful, interesting. Like, I have a different outlook after having this conversation, which I'm very excited that we'll run at some point, either today or tomorrow.
Looking forward to that for sure. Jared, appreciate it.
Guys, take care of yourselves.
Jared's coverage on Radio Row in New Orleans, presented by Houston Clinic Orthopedics, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Family Leisure, Shane Company, Volunteer Hose and Gasket, 312 Pizza, Cedar Direct, and the new Cumberland.com. Here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.